And with that, we welcome you back inside the cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. That's where we're streaming. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you are a area coach in Lenawee County, you can send in your sports scores to our email, sports@965thecave.com. If you'd like to call into the show, number is 265-4000. As promised, before the break, we said, hey, we'll have Siena Heights Saints football coach Matt Cohn on the phone, and that's exactly the case this morning. Hello, Coach. How's it going?
Good morning, Ian. Doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, and we're going to learn a lot more about your football team in the next 9 minutes or so as we're going to kick off the 2021 season over at Siena Heights. And it was an odd year for everyone last year, especially for your program as you navigated the pandemic and you navigated some injuries in key spots.
We did. You know, it was a very interesting year, having to practice during the winter time, when we had a couple inches of snow on the ground. And, typically we're kind of recalibrating during spring ball, solidifying some depth, improving as a team. And last year we were getting ready to play some games. So it was very odd, very challenging, but we were able to work through it and take it for what it was, a spring ball with a couple games in there. So was really proud of the way our kids really battled through all that, through all the testing, through all the different protocols that kind of seemed to change every other day, and really developed some more mental toughness as a football team during those months.
Morning, Coach. Coach, this is Pat Hayes. I have a couple questions here for you. Of course, Mid-State Football Association, you're kicking that off with your first game at Olivet Nazarene. I believe they're ranked number 10 in the country. Tell us a little bit about this team and how you're going to approach the game.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning.
They are a very good football team. Went 8-0 last year in their winter spring season and made it to the playoffs. Extremely well coached, have some great personnel. They had the offensive player of the year and the defensive player of the year on the west side of our conference last year. So they're all returning. They return a lot of starters on both sides of the ball. So they're very good. And historically, we've played them in some very close football games over the years. Since I've been at Siena Heights, I remember all of our games with Olivet really going down to the final couple possessions of the game. So we anticipate nothing different on Saturday. We're off to a good start to our week and our preparation, and certainly need to keep that going.
Well, you've got a veteran quarterback coming back, right? Is that correct?
Well, unfortunately, that's one of the guys that did not make it back, Tyler Neck. He could have came back for that next year of eligibility. Just his degree plan, what he was going into, really didn't align with some of the offerings we have here for our master's program. Tyler was a pre-law guy, so he's off to law school, and just didn't have a perfect match for him with what he wanted to do with his career to stick around for another semester.
Well, we were talking earlier this week about your returning players. There's a percentage that I guess they figure in college football of what percentage of your returners coming that gives you an advantage over your opponent in the first couple of games. Tell us about how many returners you've got coming back this year for the Saints.
Well, we have 10 on defense returning, so we're a very veteran group on that side of the ball. Not only are our 10 guys returning from last year, but we've got a core nucleus of around 7-8 guys with our linebacking core, our safeties, and our defensive line that have played a lot of football with one another. And that's just invaluable. Total, you can't really put into words how valuable that is, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, with just everyone being on the same page. The trust that those guys have built with one another playing in all these football games together really shows every day in practice. So a lot of guys returning there. On the offensive side of the ball, we returned 7 of our 11 from our winter/spring season. We've been able to solidify some depth, particularly on the offensive line, move some guys over from our defensive line, just to have some more physicality with those guys up front. And it's looked very well so far during camp.
Now, I know you were picked to finish fifth in the conference in the preseason poll, and I know your comments seemed like you were pretty disgusted with the number five spot, and you don't really believe in these preseason polls.
No, you know, we don't pay much attention to rankings or polls or any of that stuff, you know, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't mean much. You got to go out and go 1-0 each week, really focus on the task at hand. And that's been our approach, you know. That's our players' approach and our coaches' approach every single day, and we're just going to stick with that.
Well, you've got a tough schedule. As we said, Olivet, Nazarene coming in, or you're going there. Then you have St. Xavier, St. Francis, and Concordia of Michigan. Who are you looking to be up on top of the conference this year?
Well, you know, we're really fortunate that our crossover games with Olivet Nazarene and St. Xavier are against the best teams on the west side of our conference. You know, you mentioned Olivet Nazarene getting a lot of accolades preseason with that number 10 national ranking, and then St. Xavier sitting there at 24. And, you know, we could go on throughout the schedule and talk about where these teams are ranked. And every week we're going to be facing a team that is in the national discussion. And that's where we want to be. So having an opportunity to play those teams, is amazing. You know, we could be on the other side of the picture looking in saying, man, we think we're pretty good. If only we had a chance to really prove it. And we do have a chance to prove it week in and week out. So we're looking at it as just an incredible opportunity. If you want to be in that conversation, if you want to be the best, well, you got to play the best and you got to beat the best. We certainly have that chance.
Siena Heights Saints football coach Matt Cohn joining us inside the cave this morning. So last year, only at four games in, you go 2-2, 1-2 in the conference. The only big difference, I think, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Coach, I'll be honest with you. I know your defense will be extraordinary this year. And when you say you're returning 10 starters, I see a bunch of low-scoring games for the opponent. The big question is the offense. You're bringing back Jared Jordan. I would assume at the running back spot, he'll get most of your carries. And then you have Eric Williams on the outside. Looking at that quarterback spot, it looks like you have three sophomores. Justin McCown started, I believe, week one for you guys, and then had some injuries that kind of hindered his ability to play. Is it looking like Justin is going to be the guy moving forward?
Well, a guy that really stood out in our camp is a young man by the name of Hayden Lehman. He brings a different dynamic to our offense with his ability to run and make plays with his feet. It was just an incredible position battle. We had three guys really battle it out and really made each other better on a daily basis and, subsequently made our offense better, made our team better. So Hayden Lehman is going to get the start on Saturday. He got to play in two of our contests last year when we were, we were up pretty big on two of our opponents. And when he had a chance to play in those games, he played very well. He's a kid that stuck around this summer, lived in Adrian, worked a job here in Adrian, and trained every day with a handful of guys that we had around and really developed himself, developed his fundamentals in the summer and really hit the ground running in camp. So really excited for Hayden. He's been a pleasure to coach. I get to work with their quarterbacks, and he's been just extremely fun to work with. Very locked in, very professional in his approach to the game. So we're looking forward to seeing him play on Saturday.
Sounds good. Coach, Tristan, W. Alien. So I had a question. What are you excited
Tristan,
for?
Tristan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
He tried to sneak it in there. Yeah, it's Tristan. Yep.
He was wondering,
good, Coach.
He was wondering if you remembered him.
Yeah, Tristan, you tried to sneak in all professional on me, man. Yeah.
I'm good, Coach. I'm good. So good. I know you're excited now that camp's over, and that QB battle is going to be an interesting one. So I want to know, what are you excited for offensively and defensively the most for your team this year?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of going on our offensive conversation, we had a number of guys that had played a lot of football for us opt out of our season, you know, in 2020, 2021, in that winter season. And, you know, our staff really supported our guys in that decision. We understood where they were coming from. And now they're all back, you know. It'd be two offensive linemen and our 1,000-yard rusher from 2019, Caleb Jefferson, sat out last spring and last fall. So adding some more depth in that backfield with Jared and Caleb is going to really pay dividends for us. And we're just excited to get all these guys back. And not just what they've done for the offense, but they're veteran guys that really have their presence known on the team in terms of their leadership and establishing the culture and their work ethic in the weight room. And it's been really nice to get those guys back. And on defense, you know, Ian kind of mentioned it earlier. We've been playing some pretty good defense over the past year, 2 years here at Siena Heights. And the vast majority of those guys are back. The big replacement we had to find during camp was our field corner. You know, had some pretty good field corners roll through our defense here in the past couple of years. So we had a really healthy competition at that position and had a young man, Jalen Williams, really emerge and kind of take over that position. So other than that field corner spot, we've got guys that have played together for around 3 years pretty much at all those spots. And due to all this depth we had at our D-line, we were able to move some of those D-linemen over to the offensive side of the ball last spring, spend the spring with them, spend the offseason with them, spend training camp with them, and really get them ready to go for week one.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Coach.
Siena Heights Saints football coach Matt Cohn. His team travels out to take on Olivet Nazarene. That game will be Saturday. If you don't want to drive all the way out there, just tune in right here on the Cave. We'll have the broadcast. Chris Renwick, Doug Goodnow on the call. Coach Cohn, it's always good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ian. Good talking with you guys. Take care, Pat. Take care, Tristan.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Coach. Yep, sir.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, you too. And there you have it, Siena Heights football coach Matt Cohn.